Good morning, a frigid start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many places zero or below, and some places even as low as 20 to 25 below zero early this morning, and that's without the breeze. Clear skies and light winds, complements of high pressure responsible for the cold air mass overhead, and that will lead us to a fair amount of sunshine through the morning hours before some clouds mix in from time to time as we get deeper into the day today. We'll also have an increasing southwesterly breeze, which will take our temperatures back through the teens and into the 20s as we get into the afternoon, and that same southwest wind tonight will prevent temperatures from dropping that much overnight, and readings will be back into the teens. We also have another weak disturbance passing through late today and tonight, which could touch off a few scattered snow showers or flurries, especially across the higher terrain. It'll be quite breezy behind that system tomorrow, with a west wind allowing temperatures to reach the lower 30s. Still, though, a chance of snow showers with that breeze only adding to the chill. Temperatures will be up in the lower 30s again on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds before the next system arrives on Sunday with more snow showers, not a big storm, otherwise lots of clouds and highs in the lower 30s. Another moderating trend as we head into the early to mid part of next week, with high pressure in control, developing southwest wind again Monday through Wednesday, with highs climbing from the lower 30s Monday through the mid 30s on Tuesday and up toward the 40 degree mark with a mix of sun and clouds by Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper low tracking across northern Mexico will swing across western Texas by tomorrow. 4 to 8 inches of snow is possible, and isolated amounts of up to 10 inches possible in these areas. Surrounding the warning area is a winter weather advisory for 1 to 4 inches of snow in parts of western Texas and southern New Mexico. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Juliana Airport, St. Martin in the Netherlands Antilles at 2 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Bukhara, Uzbekistan at 3:30 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and one above zero, and a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 below. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 3 below zero, the dew point 8 below, 79% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Fort Pierce, Marathon, Opa-locka, and Pembroke Pines, all in Florida, to a low of 30 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs right around 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 26 degrees, the low 3 above, the average temperature 15, that's 8 degrees below normal. A trace of snow yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 1.1 inches below normal so far, and 13.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 4.2 inches below normal. There were 50 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 93, that's 10 above normal, and 2,355 for the season, which is 263 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high, 61, set in 1913, and the record low, 14 below zero, in 1970. Sunrise this morning at 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy and cold with scattered flurries and snow showers today, highs between 15 and 20. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows staying in the teens above zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with flurries and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. More snow showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, Middletown, and Great Barrington. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy with scattered snow showers, lower 30s. Partly sunny Saturday, lower 30s. Snow showers on Sunday in the lower 30s again. Right around 30 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. Mid-30s Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and partly sunny with highs near 40 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.